Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
Here he is, the King of Swing.
Woo! King of Swing.
He has many different disciplines that he commands. Fireman Jim, our baseball expert. Good morning, Fireman Jim.
Good morning, Bob and Brian.
Hey, before we get started, Fireman Jim, yesterday we were talking about some of your fireman days and what you used to run into and some of the houses you were in.
Yes.
Yeah, the fish in the basement.
Oh, jeez.
There was a story in the news yesterday about someone had, what, sand sharks in their basement?
But they had them in, like, kiddie pools.
Pools.
Yeah, because we said, what was the basement full of water, and they had the whole basement.
Right, they plugged up all their floor drains and filled it up.
But you said what? You've seen what in basements?
Like carp? Yeah.
Just run a hose in the basement, fill it up, and...
Apparently, this was... I've seen a lot of people raising their own food in their house. People that may have came over just recently... Immigrants.
First generation.
Yeah. I've seen farm animals.
Got all this basement here. What are you going to do with it?
For fish, I've seen them board up. I see them leave trapped pigeons in their attics.
Well, that was the other place for raising food was the attic. So what you saw what up there?
What they would do is they'd leave their attic windows wide open, and then for a couple of days, and then pigeons would find their way in and start roosting.
Pigeons just
and then
I'll say
they'd
wild.
Wait by the trap door and. And they'd be like, they'd rush in and slam the doors closed.
Sure.
And then just have a big pigeon slaughter.
How many pigeons, Fireman Jim?
When I was there, like 15.
Would they catch the pigeons?
They're trapped in an attic. They're not hard to beat with a baseball bat.
Whoa.
Or a tennis racket.
Right.
Whatever
bigger.
They use to bring to slaughter. I don't know. But yeah.
So
pigs in the basement?
In the basement?
Hogs and pigs.
Hogs?
Yeah. Yeah, where they actually had the plastic.
This is
down.
Where I struggle with the statement, all cultures have value.
Where they had the slaughter area, you could see the plastic down.
Yeah.
One was tied to the
they're just doing what they know. Just have to sort of adapt to, local mores.
Right. Yeah.
It's called a grocery store.
Nope. My first encounter was I first came in the job and we went to a run and there was a 5-gallon pail full of squirrels. And the grandma was just
where did they come from?
Was yanking fur off this squirrel by hand.
You got to dress them or skin them, whatever you want to call it,
by hand.
Ooh, yeah. What?
She had big forearms.
Yes.
Did she? Big,
she was
about, strong forearms.
She was about 4'11". Just and then she inside outed one, and ripped the skin right off.
Whoa!
Hands like an iron worker.
I'm like, what the?
Wow.
For like about an ounce of meat, it looks
so
like.
Could they offer you? I don't know. You know.
Oh, I've been offered chickens.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah.
And declined.
We put a basement fire out and
a basement fire.
Basement fire, and Grandma came up with like some chickens, offering them to us. Right?
Cooked?
No,
cooked? Just like deep fried or
headless
battered.
Chickens.
Well, she was grateful.
Headless,
that's nice.
Headless chickens, fresh.
That is nice.
Yeah,
that
but by law, you can't accept gifts,
ma'am,
right?
Thank you. No, doing my job.
By Doreen, he can't accept those chickens.
Yeah, so it's out there. Yeah, people are. There's farming in the city.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that answers that question. Sure. Gosh, Fireman Jim, I have another question. Are you frustrated sometimes by our local baseball team, the Milwaukee Brewers?
They beat the Reds and then they lose to the Reds and they beat the Cubs. They outscored them.
Over the opposite if they would have swept the Reds and
gone to Chicago
and laid an egg. So. If you can take a positive out of that six-gamer, that's not bad. They went to Chicago and swept them, which they had to do after getting swept.
Right,
the
and then they get within, what, a half a game, and now they're
two and a half Two and a half behind the Cubs, and actually they're further behind the wild cards. Now the Cubs are the focus.
They're three out of first place. They're in third place right now because the Cardinals are a half a game ahead of them.
They're half a game up on them. Yeah.
Cardinals kind of picked up some
frustrating, and then they sweep the Cubs. Like, yes, they're back, and then...
And the Pirates. They get shut out. The Pirates so far.
They get shut out by the Pirates, and then they face their best pitcher yesterday, who hasn't lost on the road since May. Guys, he's throwing 99, Gerrit Cole, and they beat him.
Beat them 5-2. Yeah. We got one more game with the Pirates today. Then it's
the Marlins.
And the Marlins are meh.
They have most of their games we're winning are against losing teams. except for the Cardinals
and
Cubs.
So that's bad for the Brewers, right? Because they
can
be poorly against losing teams.
Yeah, they do. But they still have 7 games left. I think they have 18 left against the Cardinals and the Cubs.
Yeah.
And that's, you can't control those teams until you play them. And then that's your destiny. That's, you can take it to them. What they're doing right now on the road or in Chicago, you can't control that. You control your own team, and that's it. So they play them towards the end of the season. A big 4-gamer in at Milwaukee.
And they're going to have to do all this without Jimmy Nelson for the rest of the year. That's quite a blow.
Yes, that was. This brings up the age-old debate. I never even asked you guys this. Are you pro-DH or anti-DH? I mean, we were American League, and now we're National League. Do you guys like the DH or not? I mean, how does he hurt himself?
Well, DH here, we had Henry Aaron, so it was awesome.
Oh, yeah, we had DH until we went to the National League. So what do you like it or not? Would you rather see a DH in the National League or pitchers hit in the American League?
I think I want to see pitchers hit. I do. How much more offense is created with the DH? I'm sure there's more. Yeah.
It's not as much as you would think.
But I think you have to manage more if you don't have the DH, because you've got to decide, am I going to keep the pitcher in? Is there a double switch? How do I get my batting? What's my batting order
now?
But
how often do pitchers get hurt hitting? It happened to Milwaukee twice this year.
Yeah, too often.
And usually when they come up, let's face facts.
Pitchers didn't get to the majors by just pitching their way there. They've hit, and they've usually...
And that's since high school.
Okay.
I mean, they're specializing even in high school.
So you reject that argument?
I do. Okay. Club baseball nowadays, once they isolate them as, hey, these guys are good pitchers, they're not hitting that much anymore. They just aren't. And this is why, because you get a guy diving back to first who, you know, it doesn't hit much. He finally gets a hit. He's like, I'm going to go get a double. He forgets. These are longer bases than I remember. And dives back into first.
Is this kind of the same theory I have with Aaron Rodgers? He should never be chasing anybody on the field to try and tackle them like he did Sunday.
Yeah.
If you're
throw
a pitcher,
the pass,
you should
run to the sideline.
Right. In Aaron Rodgers' case, absolutely.
Yeah.
When you're that valuable, and pitchers are kind of the same way. So you would just.
I've always been anti-DH, especially since we said National League, but I can see the arguments more and more where, you know, they're not as good as hitters used to be. There's some good hitters out there. When Madison Bumgarner hits a couple home runs, you're like, that's pretty sweet. Pitcher gets a hit. You know, that's
bottom
always
line
fun.
Is, it's still
but their
a
averages
show.
Are about 100.
You want people to come out and see
people love
the
game.
Offense.
Right. When the pitcher's
it
coming up.
It extends some players' careers by years.
Yeah, I mean, look what happens to us now. We lose our best pitcher on a freak play. Most of the time when a pitcher's coming up to, but you know, the 8-hitter's got to protect him because they'll walk the 8-hitter to face the pitcher because he's an easy out most of the time. You know that.
Easier out.
Easy out. Easy out.
Let's just go with easier out.
Okay, well, they average about a 125 batting average. They're at a bunt most of the time unless they can't.
Jimmy Nelson was batting 105 with 2 runs batted in and a walk.
You're right. They're an easy out, Fireman Jim. I'm sorry.
So that creates
35
the argument
strikeouts.
Again. And having the different leagues, you know, it's been the argument for decades, and I don't think it's going to get solved in the next couple of years because it happens every year. So bottom line is Jimmy Nelson out. You got Chase Anderson throwing on a short rest, which is a good thing we clobbered the Cubs on Saturday to give him, he pitched like 70 pitches and 5
60,
innings.
I thought Rock said 60, earlier in sports. Yeah, it was low.
So that came in at the right time. But
you hope. We'll see tonight.
Well, yeah. The bullpen rocked it yesterday. They had 7 pitchers.
Right, which is why you really need a quality start tonight out of Chase Anderson, right? Because you've really taxed the bullpen after what happened
you have, but
last
they are
night.
Off tomorrow.
They are off tomorrow,
which is which is always nice. And then they head down to Florida, which... Are they going to Florida?
They're playing in Florida. Sure. Yeah, apparently there was minimal damage to the stadium in Miami. Yeah. There's maybe a mess around it, but
But what about the fan base? Is that cleared out or
fans? Brian are overrated.
They really
they
are.
Don't
as long
need
as you
to
have
be
a
there.
Flat surface
right.
to play on and semi dry.
You're
cares
must,
if
you're
anyone
in must
comes
win
in
territory
game.
Now. I mean, it's 18 games left. You got to take today's game,
Fireman Jim.
You got to take 2 or 3 from Miami, if not 3.
I hate to say this because it kind of like lets everybody off the hook but even if the Brewers, I don't want to say tank it, but don't win the division, this is a wildly successful year from what we thought we were going to get when the season started.
Yep, for sure it is.
So, that raises expectations for next year.
Oh, for sure.
Really does.
Big time.
But at this point, I gotta say, I'm pretty satisfied with what I've seen out of this bunch this year.
Yeah, but why not? They've been so close.
Well,
let's
I agree.
No, I don't. Let's do this.
I'm just saying,
a little playoff experience.
This is great.
It will be disappointing if the season comes to an end when the regular season's over. Mm-hmm. But man, nobody expected this. You just didn't. Nobody. There was nobody at ESPN or MLB or any sports talk radio station that gave the Brewers any chance of being around at
this
time.
If that last
of the year.
Week happens and we're within two games, that's going to be some fun. That'll be a fun
I think
week.
It's fun now.
It is.
I think it's fun still caring about baseball while there's football games going on where I'm going back and forth and back and forth.
Yeah, what's the score of the Brewer game? What's going on?
Yeah.
Flipping the channels. Yeah. You can't ask for more.
No.
There's only a select limited number of tickets or games left in Milwaukee. I'd go to a game. They'd actually moved fan appreciation from, used to be the last Saturday home game, but because the Cubs are in town, they moved it to Thursday because they did that.
Because they don't want to give a car to a Cubs fan because Miller Park will be filled with them. You idiot Brewer fans who sold your tickets to them back in April because you thought we wouldn't, the games wouldn't even matter.
No. Thank you very much. Yes,
Sam. That's what all the Cubs fans are saying. Thank you very much.
Take it to the Cubs. Yeah,
but you got a new tube to pull behind the boat up north.
They're doing that against the Pirates.
With your ticket money that you... hey, the Dodgers.
Yes, they finally won a game.
They did. Okay, so they broke the 11-game losing streak.
Yeah.
All right.
But what about the Royal... Or the... What about the winning streak of the Indians? That's insane.
What's more? Are they at 20 yet?
20.
20 last night. What's more shocking, a 20-game winning streak for the Indians or an 11-game losing streak?
Winning
streak. Okay.
That's 20 games. That's
anybody can lose.
But the Dodgers were 51 games over 500.
We were talking
cruise control.
And they're
still 10 games ahead of second place.
Yeah, but they don't want, right now, they even said it. Justin Turner said, we're the worst team in baseball right now. We cannot do this.
Okay, this is
what our record says.
That, you know what that is? That's by, let's say, you're leading the Indianapolis 500 by 10 laps.
Right.
But you're out of gas now.
It's just sort of like.
and there's 15 laps to go.
No matter what it is, things average out. You have the hottest team for a long time.
Especially in baseball, that can happen. Baseball is a cruel mistress.
Yeah, it's such a long schedule.
Long season. This can happen to
the
best
team.
Well, they were
talking about winning 120 games earlier, and now.
Yeah, that's off the table.
We thought for sure they could finish 50, 60, 70 games above 500, and now they're, what, 38?
Well, 93-52 is still a pretty good
record. Oh, my God, yes. I'm not, but again, in September, mid-September, you don't want to be on your worst losing streak of the season.
Right, you don't want to be.
You want to be the Cleveland Indians, who are unstoppable and just they can't lose. Here's a stat from that: their starting pitchers are 18-0. During this 20-game winning streak.
Oh, the Tribe.
The Tribe with a 1.7 ERA, 7 shutouts in 20 games.
Wow,
that's crazy.
Well, they won 2-0 last night.
Yeah, they have 19 shutouts this season. The Indians' starting rotation, so they are looking like they're headed back to the World Series, but.
I said a couple weeks ago, I think the Indians are your World Series champs this year. But, you know, I got to throw Houston in there, too. They're playing really well.
Yep.
And now they have Verlander on the staff, and he pitched a gem last night.
And the National League Diamondbacks are playing very well right now. Nobody wants to play
it
them.
It just seems Cards like the Rockies are actually the next hottest teams over the last 10.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Cards and Rockies. So
teams are rising up now, it seems.
This is the fun part of baseball.
They kind of get a look at, that team's pretty good right now. They're pretty good.
September, I mean, if you're a baseball fan like I am, you are flipping channels between baseball games now. You're just like, what's going on over here? What's going on with the Indians? They're going for their 21st today. I want to watch that game. I want to see the Brewers are doing, obviously. Yeah. The Cubs losing.
Yeah. It's a great time of year. There's college football. There's meaningful baseball going on. You got the NFL 3 nights a week. Yeah, this is a great time to just be alive. I don't care if I die in the spring, but man, I don't want to die now. Such a great time of the year. Don't you agree, Fireman?
I love this time of year because I love baseball, and this is the time to be a baseball
Still
fan.
Exciting time to be a Brewer
Especially
fan,
a Brewer
too.
Fan, yeah, so,
well, a week from today, we'll be on the cusp of a four-game Cup
They
got to
be within
four.
Two games.
Okay.
Three at the most, but two would be nice, and one would be awesome.
All right. Let's get through Pittsburgh and Miami.
Hey, one game at a time, right?
And the Cardinals,
that's what we say, one game at a time. Start with tonight's game against Pittsburgh.
Do we say that at The Rock, too, one game at a time?
One food truck at a time.
Right, because you only go to one food truck at a time on Thursday nights.
That's right.
Pittsburgh and Miami, and then they're back.
Ah, okay.
Yep, three more food truck nights and two more bands, and then summer is
winding
down. But then you have the Hills Have Eyes that are spooling
up. Yes, that's a whole new scary
conversation. You should have a food truck with basement-raised food in it. That would be a combination of careers.
Don't steal that idea, anybody out there.
Basement raised.
We need
food.
A good title. Thinking of
on the food truck.
Pigeon? Basement raised. Would you go to that truck? You wouldn't go to that truck. I know you would.
I might not eat there.
Carp, pigeon, and squirrels.
All right, Fireman Jim. We'll see you next week.